I feel your peace and your presence and your power, except when I don't. Mm-hmm. Do you know what I mean? Yeah. When there's a lot going on, externally or even internally, it can be hard to find that place. And right now, in the world, there's a lot. There's a lot of a lot. Not just a global pandemic, but all kinds of other things are up right now in terms of racism and conflict.
Justice.
All kinds of things. And then that's in the world, and then all of us are having our own reactions to that, and sometimes there's a lot of fear,
yes,
right? And so we have found that the rock that gets us through all of this, external and external conflict and fear, is our connection with spirit. One name for this is the I-thou relationship, that relationship with spirit. We just find that that has changed our lives, and especially right now, it's key.
Yes.
So that's what we want to talk about today. The I-thou relationship, what it looks like, how we can cultivate it, and we want to share some stories about how that's been for us. What is the I-thou relationship? And Melissa is going to get us started. Melissa?
When I was growing up, we went to church every Sunday morning. I mean, every Sunday morning, we went to church. And the church that we went to, there was one version of God that I heard about. It was that version of God that Z talked about before the song, that randomly angry old man that went off his meds. And it was that only version of the divine, of spirit, that I ever heard about, was this God that was outside of me, that I could have a relationship with, but it was going to be, you know, not always a good thing. When I was in sixth grade, I got transferred to go to school at that church. So now then I was not only there every Sunday morning, I was there Monday through Friday. And we went into the church Monday through Friday and had some church before school. It was actually a great school. But church Monday through Friday. And so, you know, you think around sixth, seventh grade, right? So you think about the kind of the psyche of the brain of the child at that time. You start to question and explore what did they think about what they're hearing and such. And when I was doing that, I was getting very frustrated and upset in this experience because I was hearing about this God that was all loving, powerful, all loving, the presence. And I was hearing that my best friend, Donna Abrahams, was going to be going to hell, was going to be going to hell because she did not have, you know, Jesus in her heart because she was Jewish. So that really didn't work for me. It was really, really upsetting to me. It actually made me enraged. That was my reaction. I think back then, any emotion kind of got channeled through rage for me. So, but it really upset me. It was very confusing and it really ticked me off. Now, I will really never know how much of what happened for me that year, my seventh grade year, I became a using drug addict. And I'll never really know now how much that reaction, that rage, that confusion played into that life for me. But what happened is it was so awful for me that I just turned away from spirit entirely. I just decided, you know, I'm not having it. None of that spiritual stuff for me. And then July 31st, 30 years ago, just this last July, I got clean and sober. So 30 years ago. Yay! Yay!
Yay!
Yeah. Praise God. Not long after that, like a lot of people, I think a lot of us who find our way to clean and sober, I found the New Thought philosophy. And there, I started hearing about these other two versions of God. thank God. I was hearing about God as everything, God as all that is. And because God is all that is, then it stands to reason that it is God that is right here, showing up as me. And there is only God everywhere, so there's God everywhere, and there's God wherever I am, right? So I still wasn't hearing about this God that was loving, that I could have a relationship. I was not hearing about you. I wasn't hearing about a God with whom I could relate, have relationship, have communication, have conversation, have intimacy. Wasn't hearing about that I-thou version, just the one that was all that is and in me. Well, that really worked for me for a long time. But I have since learned about the three faces of the divine, three faces of God. It's referred to in those both those ways. And there's all the ones I've mentioned already. There's God as all that is, all power, all presence, all energy, whatever, source, cause, like that. And there's God here, the I, thou, the I, not the I, thou, the I am that is here in me. And then there's the I, thou, the you version. That's the three faces of the divine. All that is in me, two, and three, the you. You with whom I can converse and be in relationship in a different way, right? So with all three, we're still when we're talking to the within, it's everywhere also. It's a lot to take in for the brain, but it's also when we have all three of those, it's a three-dimensional relationship with the divine, which for a very long time I did not have. And then, a little more than 10 years ago now, I finally succumbed to the call. I had been really hearing a nudge for a long, long time by then to go to ministerial school and become a minister. And I kept kicking and screaming like a lot of us ministers did. And then when I was finally in school, and Z and I were in school at the same time, we had this one class. And in this class, we had a guided meditation during which we hung out with spirit. And we had conversation with spirit. And part of the experience was asking spirit, what is the name that is the perfect name for me to call you? What is my name for you? My individual perfect name for you. And I heard this very clear answer in that experience for me, that my name for spirit is the all. That guided meditation, that experience really changed my life, not only because of the name that I got for spirit that is, for me, really right and kind of sits with me perfectly, the all. It also was this beautifully touching, intimate, loving experience for me that was like a visceral thing. It was like I was hanging out with spirit in a way I never had, and I felt the love of the divine in a way I never had. And it was this I thou, but it was this I thou, this relationship with the spirit that was the you that I could have relationship with, that was the unconditionally loving version, not the version that I had as a child. That unconditionally loving power of the divine that is also all that is and here. So the next morning I was walking, and I do my prayer treatment when I was walking, and I started the prayer instead of saying, you know, there is only one power and that power is all that is. I said, good morning, the all. There is only you. And when I had that you, I said you, and I hadn't said that in a prayer in a long time. There was like this opening of my heart and my chest. It was like this energy poured through my being in a way that I had not experienced prior to that. So I shifted my whole experience of prayer after that. And after a while of doing prayer that way, started to feel like saying the all every time I was talking to spirit was a little cumbersome. And so one morning I was like, this feels kind of like a lot, and maybe I could come up with a shorter thing. Like if I take the first letter of each of those words and I just call you Ta. So I thought, but that might be blasphemous. Like I was given the name to call Spirit. So I asked Spirit, hey, you know, would it be okay if I call you Ta? And I heard this voice that was like, I do not care what you call me. So that was good. So then I started calling Spirit Ta. And it made me think of how we develop intimacy and have a nickname for someone after we get closer with them, right? And so that's one of the steps for me that has taken place in my cultivating this I-thou relationship. And what we're inviting you to do today is to consciously cultivate that relationship for yourself, that I-thou aspect of the infinite and you, right? So the first step in this, of course, is to set your intention. You have to say, I want a deeper walk. I want a deeper walk with Spirit before you're going to have it. That's, of course, it all starts in consciousness, right? And then you can ask Spirit, what is your name that you would have me call you? And you will hear an answer at some point. And then after a while, you might have a nickname. You think about beloved ones in your life, right? Like Z and I call each other baby. If we call each other by name, we know we're in trouble, right? So I joke that around the house we're Reverend Baby, but really, baby is what we call each other. And when we have that deeper intimacy, we tend to come to a nickname. And Spirit doesn't care what we call it. And finally, the one thing that we recently added that's so fun is praying for, asking Spirit to deepen our walk, my walk with it. So I ask Spirit in prayer, in my prayer, Spirit, let me hear you. Let me feel you. Let me know you more fully. Because we pray for everything as spiritual beings, right? We pray for peace and health and money and relationships. And to pray for a deeper walk with Spirit covers everything. Every area of life is going to be better by that relationship being deepened, because we will know the voice that we are hearing is the guidance from the divine, and our intuition is better, and all of everything is better. Everything is better when that prayer is answered. So that's our advice for cultivating that relationship and deepening that I-thou relationship. To talk more about that relationship and tell a little story about it in our lives, I give you Reverend Baby.
I love the I-thou relationship. One of the things that I love about it is how paradoxical it is, because you're relating to Spirit, and yet, as Melissa said, we acknowledge that because of the three faces of God, Spirit is in me, Spirit is everywhere, but then also I can have a connection and a relationship with something that's also in me and everywhere. It doesn't always even make sense to the mind, but it's very rich and very deep. Another thing for me that has really deepened is my connection. I call them getting messages or downloads from Spirit. I love getting downloads from Spirit. Sometimes I get them in a metaphorical way, kind of biblical. When Melissa and I were just about to graduate from ministerial school, I got one particular download, one particular message, metaphorical message, that changed our ministry forever. And in order for that to make sense, I have to tell you a story about a cat. So this was now a few decades ago, two decades ago, I was going through a particularly bad breakup. And I decided that what I needed to get through this breakup was I needed a cat. I needed a kitty cat. I needed a little pet. And every pet I'd ever had before that in my life had just come to me as cats will do, right? Just showed up at my place of work or in the back patio door, or someone said, hey, do you need a kitty cat? You know, like that. That was not happening. I was, come on, Spirit, give me an animal, give me a kitty cat. Come on, was not happening. So I finally said, I'm going to take matters in my own hands. I'm going to go get a cat. All right. So I go to a local animal shelter, and they had this big room with all the cats in it, which is kind of amazing that the cats put up with that, but whatever. I go, and there's this big room, and I find the perfect kitty, this perfect sweet little kitty. And I say, that that's the one I want. And the staff said, well, that one's taken. How about this one? She looks a lot like that one. So I go to cat number two, and I pick her up, and I pet her for 30 seconds, and then she bites me. So I put her down, and I say, I'll take her. Like I said, I wanted a cat. I wanted my cat now, right? And I would say now that I took her home, but oh no, not that easy. This place had so many hoops to jump through. I had to give them two references, and they had to call both references and talk to them to be sure that I was the right kitty parent for this cat. And then they basically made me sign in blood that I would never return this cat to them. And not only that, I wouldn't even give the cat away to anyone else. Like, this cat and I were going to be bonded for life. It was an awful lot. I'd never have to do that before to get a pet. But I said, okay. So I do all the stuff, go through all the hoops. I bring the cat home. I name her Lucy. 1 week later, I get a call from a friend of mine said, hey, I hear you were looking for a cat. I found a perfect cat for you. And it was like, oh, where were you a week ago? And I couldn't help but I had to go see because I'm hearing this cat's perfect. So I go to this local pet store and there's this little orange male tabby kitty, like one of my favorite kinds of cats. Adorable little guy. Isn't overly biting me. Super easy to adopt him. So I just said, I gotta do it. I'm gonna get him too. So I get this guy, bring him home, name him Max. Good, right? I don't know if you can hear this. We have a kitty who's listening to this whole thing. You're gonna hear all more about him later. All right. So I name him Max, and there's only one problem. Lucy and Max do not get along. They hate each other. And I'm in a small place. It's really stressful. And the vet I was taking them to at the time said that tortoiseshells, Lucy was a tortoiseshell, said tortoiseshells sometimes, and I think in this case, make better only children. But I couldn't take her back because I had signed in blood. So the kitty I had to give away, and it broke my heart, was Max. I had to give him away. Oh, it was so hard. So now it's just Lucy and I. And, you know, it was pretty good, but wouldn't you know, she had a tendency to bite. Who knew? All of a sudden, out of the blue, it was really unexpected. You know, a lot of times animals you can tell. With her, you couldn't always tell. And it was really scary and kind of hard. So that was my cat. Fast forward 13 years later, about to graduate from ministerial school, and I get this download from Spirit. And this download from Spirit says, all right, you and Melissa are about to start your ministry. You can approach your ministry one of two ways. You can approach your ministry like you did when you got Lucy. Go out, make it happen on your timing. And if you do, it'll be pretty good, just like your relationship with Lucy, but also it's gonna bite from time to time. Or you can approach your ministry like you did every other cat other than Lucy, including Max, of letting it happen on my timing, on Spirit's time, right? And in that case, it's going to go way better. Now, before I got this download, I had never put that together, that Lucy was the one cat that I'd gone and made it happen on my timeline, and that it had been the most difficult cat I'd ever had. I never put that together. Then, a few months after this download, Lucy died suddenly and unexpectedly. She was 13 years old, so, you know, we expected she'd live longer. All of a sudden, we hear noises downstairs. She's having a seizure, like literally 3 minutes later, she's dead. We found out later she had a heart problem. There's nothing we could have done. It was very much like in Lucy's style to just go like suddenly, unexpectedly like that. So now here we are. We're starting our ministry, and we've been given very specific instructions about how to proceed. And we knew when Spirit said don't push, we knew what that meant, because it wasn't like just sit home and do nothing. We're creatives. We're going to be home. We're going to be creating music and books and art and all that, right? We're going to do that. That's not pushing. That's in the flow. But it meant as far as making things happen out in the world. And did we listen? Well, we got a little freaked out about how we were going to pull this thing off. Everything, including financially. So we made some calls. And by we, I mean Melissa. Because Melissa had connections from her past life as a New Thought singer-songwriter. So Melissa gets on the phone, makes some calls. Hey, it's me. Hi. Good to talk to you again. Yes. Hi. Well, I'm a minister now. Thank you. Thank you very much. Yeah, I'm doing ministry now. I'm doing ministry with my wife. I know, it surprised me too. I know. Yeah, who knew? My wife's name is Z. Yeah, just the letter Z. I know, it's a little different. Yep. They are a minister too. Oh, they. No, no, there's just one Z. I just have just the one. Yeah. Z is gender rich. Whole lot of gender going on. Yeah. Z identifies as gender rich. So Z uses the pronoun they. Singular they. Yeah. I know, also a little different. Anyway. I just wanted to tell you about what we're doing. We're going around and we're doing talk and music at various centers. And musically, we're doing something kind of cool. I'm still singing, but Z joins me. And Z does spoken word. Hello? Hello? It didn't go well. Trying to tell people what we did, trying to explain it, trying to push it, it didn't actually really work. So finally, about a year or two into being ministers, we said, hey, we're ministers. Maybe we should really fully listen to Spirit and really just all the way surrender this thing, even though we don't even understand how it's all going to come together. Like really, we don't. And lo and behold, we did that. And we noticed we started to get more calls, people just calling up, asking us to do various things, including things we thought oh, we don't want to do workshops, got asked to do workshops. We don't want to do retreats, got asked to do retreats. And we found out we love doing workshops. We love doing retreats. And then we watched how everything fit together like this amazing, intricate puzzle, like the way what we were doing at home and putting out online was supporting the out in the world and vice versa. And people would come to us when we were doing things and say, my God, your whole marketing plan, your business plan, it's like really amazing the way it fits together. And we'd say, I know, right? Because like, it's Spirit is so much smarter than we are. Like, this is not coming from us, right? Also, because it was so scary, because we really didn't understand how we were going to do this and how it was all going to come together, we found that we really had to rely on Spirit in a deeper way. Really, like, it built that relationship. So there we are. We're surrendering. It's working out day by day. One day, Melissa's out shopping, and she runs into a friend of ours who says, hey, do you need a cat? By any chance? She had this cat living under her house who needed a home. I was in Ohio visiting my folks. Melissa calls me and she sent me a picture. We had a picture of this cat and she said, so here's a cat. Do you want this cat? I looked at the picture. I said, I think that's our cat. And Melissa said, I know. I think that's our cat. And I got a download about it too when I saw the picture that the cat's name was Max. And I argued because as we've established, I like to argue back with Spirit. I said, that cat cannot be named Max. I already had a cat named Max. I call Melissa the next day. She had the same download. She also got that the cat's name was Max. So Max came home to live with us. And wouldn't you know, he is the best, most amazing cat ever, like I've ever had. And I've had maybe six cats now. This guy is special. He really is. He's amazing. And when we were putting this talk together and I was thinking about it, I finally got for the first time why his name is Max. Because the first Max that I got was the more surrendered version, right? But I had to give him up. But it's never too late to surrender to Spirit. Say that with me. It's never too late to surrender to spirit. So I got another Max. We got another Max. So we have a picture to show you. Here's our guy. Now, whenever we're feeling confused or lost or we can't do it and we don't know what's going to happen, we look at the eyes of this little guy. And he's our mascot. He's our ministry's mascot. It reminds us that everything's going to be okay. We are safe. And when we surrender to spirit, it is not giving up. It is empowered surrender. Oh my God. Everything gets so much better than we could ever imagine when we surrender. It's incredible. And it won't bite. So repeat after me. Spirit is so much smarter than I am.
Spirit is so much smarter than I am.
And it's never too late to surrender to spirit.
And it's never too late to surrender to spirit.